Windows or doors sticking? Cracks in your drywall or brickwork? These can be signs of a structural foundation problem. PermaSeal can help with that. Free inspections, transferable warranties, financing, and peace of mind. PermaSeal, 800-421-7325 or permaseal.net.
Let's say hello to our next guest, Lynn Baker. Lynn Baker is a managing director of communications of the Illinois Student Assistance Commission. Basically, it's FAFSA time, right, Lynn?
It is indeed. It is FAFSA season. Nice to be here.
Lynn, I got to tell you, I dreaded it. I did not like it one bit.
Yep. I did it for three kids. It was not fun.
Oh my gosh. And you're in the business that you know a lot about this, and it still wasn't fun for you.
Yeah. The good news is it is easier. It's a lot easier than when I was doing it. Maybe, I don't know when you did it, but it's easier for sure.
Okay, good. So tell us what we need to know. What has changed that is making it easier this go around?
Yeah, so about 2 years ago, there was a thing called FAFSA simplification, and they made a lot of changes in the FAFSA. It was a bit of a rocky transition 2 years ago. A lot of things got fixed last year, and now it seems to be working quite well this year. But one of the big changes was that they reduced the number of questions from 108 to less than 40, which is pretty significant.
Yes.
And they've also fixed a lot of the other kind of glitches that happened. It's much easier to invite your parent to contribute. You know, if you're a dependent student, you're going to have a parent complete the FAFSA. And now it's a lot easier. You can invite your parents through email, and your parents will just get an access code then. The other thing that's easier now is you used to have to wait a little bit for identity verification after FAFSA completion. It was a little complicated. Once you created a studentaid.gov account, you then had to wait a little bit to complete your FAFSA. Now it's really pretty immediate. So a couple of changes. There's also been some changes in terms of the formulas as well, but just in terms of ease, you know, maybe it can take as little as 15 to 20 minutes if you've got all your documents together. So
that's the key, making sure you have all those documents ready before you even start the process. So the Federal Student Aid, the Office of Federal Student Aid, provides students and families, they say, with almost $120 billion in grant work study and loan funds each year, that 18 million applications are processed every year. What's going to happen now that we're in the government shutdown?
Well, I will say that at least right now, at this moment, we're not seeing any impact on the FAFSA as a result of the shutdown. I don't know what will happen necessarily, you know, in the coming weeks, but right now the FAFSA seems to be working.
And is the Illinois Student Assistance Commission there to help parents and students through this process? Are you a good resource?
We are a fantastic resource, and I'm glad you asked. Yeah. You know, it can even be, even down to 40 questions, it can be a little confusing, right? And there's questions about taxes and things like that, and who should fill out stuff. So we are there to help. We are available across the state. We have a group of near-peer mentors who are trained in this. They are called the ISAC Corps. They are available in your local community. They do free workshops. You can also meet with them in person one-on-one. And you can also book a free virtual appointment to complete your FAFSA with them. You just need to go to isac.org/booking, and you can make that appointment. And everything is free.
Yeah, maybe you. Oh, that's the best part. Everything is free. That's wonderful. I think maybe because we were divorced, maybe it became a little more difficult. Is that true? And then how do you determine what parent fills that stuff out?
Yeah, you know, that actually changed. And I was divorced as well. And so there was lots of questions about who, you know, is the parent that provides the most support. So as of the 24-25 FAFSA, if a student has a divorced or separated or never married parents who are not living together, the parent of record that will complete the parent contributor fields on the FAFSA is the one that provided the most financial support in the 12 months prior to filling out the FAFSA. And that may or may not be the custodial parent. So that was a change in 2024-25.
Interesting. And every student in college or college-bound has to fill out a FAFSA, correct?
Well, in Illinois, there is a FAFSA mandate, which is a graduation requirement for public high school students. So you do need to fill it out, or you need to fill out a waiver. And the reason for that is because there are a lot of students who don't realize that there actually could be funding available for them, but you don't know that unless you fill out the application and find out what your eligibility is for aid. Now, not everybody has to complete a FAFSA to go to college. You do have to complete a FAFSA if you want financial aid. And by the way, when I say financial aid, I don't just mean federal student loans. You know, the FAFSA is also the application for federal, state, and even some institutional scholarships and grants. And that's money that students don't have to pay back.
Someone is asking on the text line, Lynn, can you explain why some schools require CSS and IDOC forms as well?
So the CSS is a different application, and that application is often used at some of the larger private schools. I do recall filling that out myself, and so I think it does have some more questions and is a bit more complex.
Okay,
so it's not required at the public universities, not at the community colleges.
Okay, wonderful. So for free help, for a great resource, you need to reach out to the Illinois Student Assistance Commission. Once again, give everyone that website.
Sure, it's ISAC.org, and if you want to make a virtual appointment, just go to ISAC.org/booking.
Thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure, and good luck to everybody. Hopefully, it'll be a lot easier and smoother this year.
Yes, absolutely. The news is next on 720 WGN.